Shvius, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah will list a number of different wild-growing vegetables that generally are considered to be hefker, that ownerless. And because of that, there are certain kulos, certain leniencies that we can take with them during Shemitah. And we're going to list them. I'll try to translate them as best as I can. Most of them, even their translations, are not familiar to us. At least these items are not familiar to us. The first one is hapegam. Pegam is some sort of a vegetable that grows in the in mountainous areas in Eretz Yisrael. It's called rue or something like that in English. V'hayarbuzin hashotim. Yarbuzim hashotim is hashotim means that it grows wild as opposed to being farmed. Now, it's some sort of a grass, and that's about as best as I can describe it. V'ha-chalaglogos, and chalaglogos, which is another type of a grass called regila. I think sometimes it's translated as portulaca. I don't know what that means either. Kuspar shebaharim, coriander that grows in the mountains. V'ha-karpa shebanaharos, which is a form of something related to celery or parsley that grows near the rivers. V'ha-gargar shalafar, which is this gargar, which is grows in the field. And all of these are patur min ha-maisrus. They're patur from maiser during the other years, that are the non-Shemitah years where maisrus apply, because they're considered to be, assumed to be hefker. And hefker, we know there's no din of trumas ha-maisrus on hefker. V'nil kochin we call adam bashvias. You can purchase them from anyone, even from an am ha-aretz, who is not particular to keep the laws of Shemitah so well. You can purchase them from him on Shemitah. She'ein kayotzi bohem nishmar, because anything similar to these items is not kept guarded. It's considered to be hefker, and therefore you can be lenient and purchase it even from somebody who may not conduct himself properly with the monies that he will get for this item, because the monies that he gets for this item will have a din of kedushas shvius. And there's a brisa in the Gemara and Sukkah that explains that our Mishnah, it says you can give it, you can sell it, buy it from anybody, even though the monies that you give to that person will now have kedusha shvius. You can only do that in small amounts. You can't give them a large amount. In small amounts, we assume that even Am Haaretz will utilize it only in kedusha shvius. And that small amount would be enough for three seudas, for three meals. More than that, we wouldn't be permitted to purchase from him, because he will not necessarily utilize those funds b'kedushas shvius. Now, what's indicated from here that if it's only because these items are generally considered to be hefker, if they would be meshumar, if they'd be something that people guard and maintain ownership of, then you couldn't even purchase from him even a small amount, because he would not utilize. There's a possibility of him not utilizing those monies b'kedushas shvius. And not only that, but even things like these items, which are grown in a way that they're hefker, that they're ownerless, it's only from a regular am haaretz. But somebody who we know specifically is suspect to do business with the fruits of shvius, or to sell pear of shvius, then you cannot purchase from him anything. The Mishnah continues talking about something called svichim. Svichim are things that grow on their own from seeds that fell from before Shvius. And the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Svichei chardol mutarin. These mustard plants that grow on their own, Rabbi Yehuda says, are permissible to purchase them from any person. In shelo nechshedu alein over avera, because those who violate Shvius are not suspect that they will actually be bringing them from guarded areas of mustard, but rather we presume that they came and just grew on their own and are hefker. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol ha-svichin mutarin. All things that grow on their own are permissible to be purchased from any person. We assume they're all hefker. Chutz mi-svichei kruv, except for those things that grow, that are cabbages that grow. Cabbages we grow, we assume, she'ein kayotze bohem v'yarko soda, that it's not common for these things to grow on their own in the field, and therefore we assume that they have been farmed in a garden. But Chachamim say, kol ha-svichin asurin, all svichim are considered asur. You cannot purchase them from Adam Aretz because we're concerned they may have been guarded within the garden.